Hi, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Charting Your Course podcast. I'm Jeff Moore. And believe it or not, this is our second season. Now, don't get nervous because we're not going to have any reruns from season one. I hope you all had a great holiday season and your 2024 is really starting out well. Well, let's start by running the numbers from last year. The best returns came from informational technology at an average return of 56.4%. Communication services came in second with a return of 54.4%, and then consumer goods came in third with 40.3%. Of course, the big dogs were consumer staples at a negative 2.3%. Energy made a little bit of comeback towards the end of the year, but they didn't get into the positive mode. They finished up with a negative 4.8%. And of course, the big dog is utilities. They finished last by returning a negative 10.4%. Overall, most of the people should have had a positive year with their investments. Those of you who added to your accounts when they were on the downside should have had a real good year. Now, I'm hearing a lot of gloom and doom because it's a presidential election year. But because of this, I've decided to give you some information that might kind of take some of the stress off. There have been 23 elections since the S&P index began. And in these election years, 19 of 23 years, 83% provided a positive performance. When a Democrat was in office and a new Democrat was elected, the total return for the year averaged about 11%. When a Democrat was in office and a Republican was elected, the total return for the year averaged 12.9%. And then, you know, there's a breakdown of every president that was sitting in an election year and what the returns were for that year. Everybody might think that Donald Trump was the biggest return guy, but not even close. Herbert Hoover was, and he averaged that year 43.6%, and that was in 1928. Donald Trump's return in 2016 was 12%, and Barack Obama in 2012 was 16%. So, you know, it's always variable, but it seems that the second time somebody runs, we see a negative return on the market, except for Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton in 1996 returned 23.1%. In 1992, he returned 7.7%. So some pretty good returns. You know, so I would tell you not to worry. It seems to me that people vote with their wallet. If the economy's doing pretty good and they're making money, they do all right. So that's all my statistics and everything I want to throw at you. Now, being February, and I was thinking about this this past weekend, I want to talk about Alex Haley. For those of you too young to remember him, he was the author of Roots and Roots 2. He was the guy that started a lot of the look back where you come from and learn about your family. He was probably one of the original guys. But also, what people don't know was Alex Haley was one of the original photojournalists in the Coast Guard. Now, that's pretty good because when I was in, there was only 35 of us out of the whole system. So, you know, he did pretty well. And when he got out, he was a chief. And getting promotion in that field there is really hard because you have to basically wait till somebody dies and it opens up for you. So at any rate, he came to the Coast Guard Academy and I was assigned to him and he was supposed to do a news conference. Well, I set the news conference up and there was probably going to be about 30 local publications there. And he came into my office and he didn't look good. He wasn't feeling good. He said he was just really exhausted and asked me if I would get him out of the conference. And so I said, yeah. And so I pulled him out through the catacombs, which if you don't know, the Coast Guard Academy has a lot of them. You can sneak out a back door and go down a set of stairs and nobody will ever see you. And so we did that. And we jumped in my old beat up Toyota and we drove to my house and I gave him a polo shirt and I got rid of my uniform and we went out to a place called the Steak Loft in Mystic, Connecticut. And from there we sat down and we had a steak dinner and a couple of pitchers of beer. And I got to learn all about him and who he was and how he did things. For instance, when he wrote a lot at sea. He loved being on a cargo ship, and they usually rented him a cabin, and he spent his time writing in there. He said he got a lot of clarity there. So the next day I go to work after this amazing night with Alex Haley, and I get called on the carpet, and the admiral's sitting there, and my boss is standing there, and a bunch of other people are standing there, and they're looking like they're going to hang me. And you'd think it was a TV show because the phone rang, and it was Alex Haley, and he gets on the phone with the admiral, and he got me out of trouble. I'm not sure what he said or how he said it, but the next thing I knew, I got a talking to, but I didn't get busted or any brig time or anything. I just got in a little trouble that way. But a couple of things I took out of that night was the type of person he was, and you just never know about people. And I've got a picture of him at home. I have a wall at home that I just keep a few memorable things. And in that picture, there's a note basically saying, "Thank you, Jeff Moore," from a member of Kunta Kinte's family. And I've always treasured it. I've still got it. It's on the wall. And I just, for some reason, I thought of him last weekend and the type of person he was and the type of writing he did. Of course, he did more than Roots. But anyway, I hope everybody has a good month, and I will talk to you next month and bore you with another story. Take care.